talking today with Clay Pope, of course, Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts. Clay, let's talk a little bit about this plan to try to kind of use the carrot approach regarding the lesser prairie chicken and our landowners.
Well, it's a great concern, you know, the situation with the lesser prairie chicken, where it is moving up the list to be put on the endangered species list. And that's a concern with something we'd really like to try to avoid. What we're trying to do at OACD in partnership with NRCS and the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation, we're establishing a program based to a system similar to what we had on the carbon credit program, where we can pay individuals who will do things on their land to improve wildlife habitat and basically forego certain types of development to try to improve the quality of the habitat in the area for the lesser prairie chicken. Basically, what it is just a way to offset the impacts of development on a shorter term basis. You know, a lot of the programs that are out there really focused on three areas: either cost share programs, which we're all familiar with, or the Wildlife Commission going out and purchasing land, which has some challenges whenever you start talking about a government agency going out and buying land, and then the idea of a long term or a permanent easement, which many of us who are involved in production agriculture are a little hesitant to do on a property. We try to split the difference. We're talking about something that has a five-year contract window where you go out and negotiate with the landowner. There would be certain things that they would have to do on their land in the area of a management program, but then during that, and also forego certain types of development, but they could get a little bit of money in their pocket for improving the habitat of their lesser prairie chicken as part of their farming and ranching operation, mitigate the impact that the development may have on the habitat of the chicken, and basically try to keep the bird off the endangered species list. We have a pilot program that we're going to launch. Our goal is to try to get somewhere in the neighborhood of about 10,000 acres signed up in a 12 to 18 month window, and then hopefully have something we can take to industry and have a self-funding program so that the companies that want to mitigate the habitat damage that their development causes and try to keep the bird off the endangered species list, give them a way that they can do that, and then also provide a financial benefit to those producers that are practicing the stewardship on their land to improve the habitat for the bird.
So what's the time frame then?
The grants have come together. Right now we're putting the program together. The hope is to have something that we're going to be launching before the end of the year and have the sign-ups going this spring. So that's kind of where we're at right now. We're still in the preliminary phases, but we're excited about the opportunity. We just reached 40,000 acres signed up under the carbon credit program. So if we can have anything near the success that we've seen with that program, we're hopeful that we can make this work and provide another tool out there to keep the bird off the endangered species list.
Now, obviously, we had the head of Fish and Wildlife that was here not that long ago in the state of Oklahoma. Any hints or any ideas of what they may do in response to this pilot program?
Well, clearly the guys at the regional office are feeling pressure from above them, from headquarters. But my impression from the folks out in New Mexico is that they would like to try to work with us. I think Secretary of the Environment Gary Scheer has a good plan to give us a couple of years to try to put some of these things on the ground, to do a little bit of research to see if some of the activities have been done before or having the success that we would like to have them be able to bring about because of the work that's been done on the land. I think that's a good strategy. I think, you know, let us get some of these tools out there. Let's see what kind of improvement we can make in the habitat. Let's go back and look and see what the other efforts have done and then get our information together from there. I think there's a lot of interest in putting the bird on the endangered species at the headquarters level, but I think most of the guys at the regional level, and I know at the state level, they really view that as a failure. And the hope is that you don't have to put these things on the endangered species list, and we're hopeful we can help them accomplish that goal and keep it from being listed as an endangered species.
Now, for a farmer that looks at your program, you say some limitations on development, but not a rollback of no farming or ranching.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, what we're talking, as you well know, what we do in conservation, everything we do is geared toward production agriculture. You know, the idea is just trying to make sure that as you undertake production agriculture that you're also mindful of some of the impacts that you can have on habitat. And a lot of the things we're talking about actually benefit agriculture producers. Control of the eastern red cedar is a big part of it. And we all know the impact that that has on the quality of pasture, what it means as far as availability of water, the fire danger. You just go on down through the list. That's one of the big issues that we're talking about. Removal of cross fencing. A lot of us who have got land that, you know, in past we've taken marginal land out of production and we still have some of those old fences that were out there around wheat fields. We'd like to get rid of those fences, but it takes time and money. Well, we could cost share with them and do things to kind of help to get that and, you know, take those fences out. That's one of the things that impacts the habitat of the bird. And then some of it then is of course doing some additional things as far as improving the mixture of the grasses that are out there, including some more forbs that are out there, marking your fences, doing some of those things that have been shown to improve the habitat of the bird. But most of what we're talking about goes hand in glove with good production agriculture practices, and that's really where we want to go, is not to do something that limits a guy's ability to produce the food and fiber that we all need. Actually helps it a little bit, and when they do those things, it improves the stewardship of the land. They get a little cash in their pocket too. That's where we're wanting to try to go with this thing.
So watch for some announcements between now and Christmas.
That's the hope as we move forward, and that we'll have something that we'll be rolling out between the holidays and the first of the year.